Hi there, Connell. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Jan wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service, answer any questions you might have, and also to apply a reduced rate for your well-established business. Happy Wednesday, by the way, sir. How is your day going so far?
Going okay.
Okay.
So tell me why the other company, I don't know if I get any calls from that advertisement because I spend most
right.
of my money on direct. I have a paper call
okay.
advertisement that gets, you know, it's, I get a phone call for $60 and I pay it.
Right.
That's how I work.
Gotcha.
You know,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. And then you're, other than the pay per call, are you working with like an SEO company for first page placement as well?
Yeah, well, there's somebody that does they have a, they're consoling my website, but they don't do jack shit.
I was going to ask you, do you know the name of the company that is supposedly doing, you know, anything? I don't see that they are, though.
No, I don't see that they are either. I don't even know what they are. I'd have to find out who they are before.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I'm looking at the content for your business online. Of course, you do have your website, and you've got a verified listing on Google, which means that Google does know that you are an active business, that you do service the local area, but there's nothing else. There's not any of the other content that Google looks for, indexes, and ultimately uses to determine what companies are displayed on that first page. So what you have is basically a digital business card. You have to tell someone the name of your company or the name of your website for them to see that. And, of course, a website's a great conversion tool, but it's only as powerful as the number of eyes that will see it. And right now, I mean, although your website's nice, I like it, it's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road, you know? I mean, no one's going to happen on it on their own.
Well, even I have a trouble with that. It's under my, it's my website, but they were working with it.
Is it Town Square? I hope it, I mean, it's, does that ring a bell
no,
at all?
Town Square.
Town Square? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know
Town
that
Square.
It's not Town Square. Because I know that, you know, Town Square is pretty notorious for taking a great looking website and messing around with it and then like claiming ownership of it. Doesn't help you out if you already had a website.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you look at that, that is my website.
Got it.
If you notice that the improvements they made on it were not good, because there's no call
right.
to action button on that website. You know, it's just, you know, there's no call to action button. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, the website itself is not terrible. I look at websites all day. At least, it does have the phone number that people can easily see. There is a contact form as well. It doesn't seem to be a click to call or a call to action. That does help. But your website's Google compliant. I mean, to be honest with you, your website would meet what Google requires for a website to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization. That's what matters more than anything else. I mean, fancy website aside, if you've ever seen a Google Business Profile website, the website that Google builds for businesses that don't already have one, plain white background, one-page website, bullet points, and a phone number, but those websites are already Google compliant, which means they meet Google's criteria, which at this point means really two things. Your website has to be mobile optimized, it has to render well on a mobile device, a smaller screen, and your website does that. You know, it restacks and formats on itself for a smaller screen, could be a tablet, most likely a smartphone. And then the other thing that Google requires is HTTPS. The S actually does mean secure, and especially when you've got a contact form, which you have, the information that someone might type in is secure and encrypted. So your website meets those criteria, and like I said, a Google website's very plain, very bare bones. But what Google wants to see for a business, needs to see for a business to be on the first page, that's what you want. want. You want your website to not just be a digital business card. You want people to find it just by typing in tree service or tree pruning or tree removal or stump grinding, crowning, thinning, lacing, whatever they want to type in. If it's a service you provide, you want your business and your website to pop up where people can see it. So the businesses that are on the first page, of course, they get more phone calls, more opportunities, and ultimately take on more work. They're only on that first page, though, because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. And while you do have a few listings, I'm pulling it up right now, I'm showing 95% listings inaccuracies. Now, some of it is simply missing content. Some of it is differences in the branding of the business name. I do see some listings as Celtic Tree and Landscape, Celtic Tree Services, Celtic Tree Services LLC. There's different addresses on there as well. And it looks like the consistency is the phone number.
That has to be all cleaned up.
It needs to be, and we do what's called a NAPW audit. It's hurting you more than it's helping you. You have some directories out there, but like I said, there's inconsistencies with the business address, inconsistencies even with the business name. So what you have already is hurting you, and what's hurting you even more is what you're missing. You know, 95% inaccuracy, but most of that is missing content. You know, City Search, Local.com, MapQuest, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare. I mean, these are directories that most consumers are not aware of, and even most so-called SEO companies are not aware of. They do not think to create this content. They don't know it exists. But those directories are as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So we will actually create almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally weighted. All of them are trusted. The quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, and directory submissions that will all be talking about your services and your service area, linking back to your verified listing on Google and Bing, and of course your website. That is what is necessary to have you pop up on that first page. So whoever you're with, really all they did was a website or tinkered with a good website and didn't make it any better, right? So we offer our services at a fixed flat rate. The calls come directly to you. We promote your phone number. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. Now, you are keeping it fairly local, and I appreciate that. You're really looking for just about a 15, maybe up to 25-mile radius, but that's Bridgeport, Fairfield, Norwalk. We would want to, at the very least, do the optimization for the local listing, all the directories that I mentioned. I would also recommend, because it's going to get you more opportunities and easily pay for itself, is that we would include Facebook paid ads. Now, the Facebook paid ads are pennies. It's like 20 or 22 cents per click. People only click on them when they are interested in tree service. And one job would easily offset the additional $100. A local-only campaign would run you $199 a month as a fixed flat rate. I would recommend including the Facebook ads just to get you better penetration and more coverage, more traction. You'd be looking at a flat rate of $299 per month. Either way, it's an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Okay?
Okay, and so you're going to clean up all
that's what we have to do first of all. It's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, we would want the business to be branded the exact same way everywhere. Now, I do see it listed with an LLC, without the LLC. I see it with and without the and landscape part. The website itself.
The name of the company is Celtic Tree and Landscape LLC.
That's how I see it. I was just about to say that. That's how it appears on the website. So in every place where it is missing the LLC or where it is missing the and landscape, we'll make sure that we correct that information. And then I do see different addresses as well. The website simply says Fairfield, which is perfectly fine, but there are some listings that have you as Bridgeport, some that have a 83 Minturn Road in Bridgeport address.
Yeah, that's well, that's where I live, you know.
Right.
I live there, but I don't work there at all.
No, of course, you're service based.
You
go out to the customer. Most of your work, it's anywhere in the surrounding 15 to 25 miles, right?
Well, I don't go, I go roughly 15, 20 miles. Mostly, I stick to southern Fairfield County. I don't go into New Haven much.
Okay.
You know, I just...
Gotcha. So the other thing too is on all the content that we'll create, all of the 70 different directories, not only is it important to have your business name listed correctly, but all the different cities, zip codes, subdivisions even that you most want to be found in. We'll be talking about those areas and of course talking about all the different services that you provide. That way the search engines for Google and Bing will see that content when someone does a keyword search, recognize your business as the top option, the most reliable, with the most trusted content. That way Google feels comfortable in putting your business on that first page. Now, Google knows that most service-based businesses or field-based businesses where you're going out to the customer, most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google, of course, does not want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Now, of course, if we're doing Facebook ads as well, that's an even greater tool for us to really do targeted marketing, target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found, targeting those high-end residential clients. Now, of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down.
So I have a question.
Of course.
I know this is not a question that generally you can answer, but assuming we do all that, how many calls do you think will I get?
Well, what I'll do right now, and you said about 20 miles, you really don't want to go farther than that. You're talking pretty much South Fairfield County. Let me do a quick search, and this is just going to be a rough estimate. It's going to be pretty rough. It's also going to be a conservative estimate because it's certainly not going to generate all the different things that someone can type in. You are not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Any service you provide, any keyword or search phrase someone might type in, variations, even misspellings, you can show up for those. But the search that I'm doing, and this is for it's a 20-mile radius for South Fairfield, and it only populates a 6, 7, 8 of the most popular search phrases for tree service. Like I said, people can type in best residential tree trimmer near me or something like that. There's a lot of different keywords that you can be found for. This particular search doesn't generate that. But for the last 30 days, for the most popular 8 searches in that 15 to 20-mile radius, I'm seeing 1,814 searches. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People like to search a couple of different times and sometimes a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you that you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. The reason I'm even bringing it up, and Google's been tracking this for a long time, it always does fall within the same margin of error regardless of area and regardless of industry. The businesses
So you're saying that there was 1,800 searches for tree service.
Correct. And yeah, in the last, okay. And just the most popular search phrases. And then the businesses that are on the first page.
In the last
30
days.
In the last 30 days. And then the businesses that are on the first page, and it always falls within the same margin of error, will receive 1-2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% is 36. But we can obviously expect more because people can type in different keywords that aren't included in this search. So if you're getting 20 or 50 phone calls from someone who saw your website before they called you, you know, they know that you've got the experience. They know that you do what they're looking for. They can see the photos. I mean, even a small percentage of that converting.
Even if I get 1% of 1,800,
yeah. Right, 18 phone calls, right? And like I said, it's 1-2%, and that search doesn't include everything that people can type in. So, you know, 20 to 40 phone calls, something like that, would be pretty reasonable to expect with the numbers that I'm seeing. And a small percentage of that converting into actual jobs for you. I mean, let's be honest, you are not a hair salon. You are not a doggy walker. As a tree service provider, you know, one job, even if it's a trimming job, I mean, it's going to pay for our service, even if we include the facial scans, right?
Yeah.
One job pays for our service many times over. And, you know, I can't...
I'm not complaining about the price.
Right.
Okay,
oh, yeah, you want to make sure you're getting the work. Yeah, of course. Of course. You want to make sure you're getting the work, you know. And, I mean, you will.
Well, the first thing I have to do is figure out who am I paying and get rid of them.
Well, that would be important.
I mean,
yeah. And
the thing is, I'll figure that out. I'll figure it out.
Right, right, yeah. And, I mean, you already have the website.
I have the website, so, you know.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So we can promote your existing website. Like I said, your website's great. I mean, it's better than most websites that I see. People can easily see your phone number and they can call you directly, and that's what matters, you know. But what really matters is that people find it.
There's one thing that has to be changed on it, but I can deal with that when the time comes.
Yeah, the call... Yeah,
small thing.
The call to action is important. Right.
Because when I was looking at it the other day, and I just noticed it's you know, it should be just... I'll review it again.
As you make changes to your website, again, our job is to link to the website the content that Google indexes, the content that will move your website, your business, your Google and Bing listing to the first page where people would see it. And then from there, I mean, it's really a no-brainer. I mean, if I'm in your area and I need some tree service and I know here's a guy that's been in the industry for 30 years and it says that right on your homepage, more than 30 years of experience, I mean, you're the guy I'm going to call, right? I mean, obviously you do everything related to tree service. You've been doing it for 3 decades. I would call you, but right now, unfortunately for you, I mean, people who are right there in Fairfield, Bridgeport, Westport.
I know there's something wrong with it because a few years ago I used to get a lot of calls, now I get nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because everyone Googles it, you know, and when they're doing a Google search, they're seeing other companies. They're not seeing your business and not seeing your website, and they don't even necessarily know that you're in the area. I mean, obviously, you've been doing it for a long time, so some people do know you. Some people have used you before, used you again, recommend you to their friends, but not everybody does know you. And the people that don't know you, I mean, every time someone finds you on Google, that's a new, entirely brand-new word-of-mouth stream, someone who will actually be using your services again and recommending you to their friends. You just got to be found where people are looking. I mean, you've been in business long enough to remember the yellow pages, right? And 20, 30 years ago, all we really had was the yellow pages. Back then, the smart business owners were AA this, AAA that, quadruple A, put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically because that's what people did. They flipped to the service they needed alphabetically. They started calling alphabetically. But everything else is the same. The guy that answers the phone, home. The guy that is available to do the job and the guy that has a fair price is the guy that we hire. Only right now we're making that search off of Google. And Google does not index by the alphabet. Like I said, they look for relevant content. So the companies that are on the first page, most of them haven't been doing it nearly as long as you have. You know, it's not a bigger company or a company that does better work. It's just a company that has more content that Google can verify than their competitors. So we've been doing this for 17 years, not nearly as long as you've been in the tree service, but of course search engine optimization is a young industry, and 17 years is a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry. So we certainly know what we're doing.
So where are you guys located?
We're actually headquartered in California. We're headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook, Meta. But you know, our job as a Google Premier Partner is to cover the entire United States and Canada and any industry that exists, any industry under the sun. You know, dozens that you and I together would never even believe is an actual business or industry. But our job when positions are available is to find one company to work with. Once we find that company, we actually close out the category. We don't call through the area after that. We are not allowed as Google Premier Partners to put our clients in competition with each other. Of course, we don't need to when we're covering the entire United States and Canada. But that's good for you, and it's good for us. It means more phone calls and opportunities for you, and because we offer our services at will with no long-term contract, it's good for us because we know you'll continue to use the service. I've been with the company myself for over 9 years, just barely over 9 years. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary just last week, and I've got clients that have been with us, been with me as long as I've been with the company, but as a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. So, and if we can earn their business 1 month at a time, certainly for you, with your 30 years of industry experience, once we get you on that first page, your phone's going to ring. I know you're going to love the service. I want to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. You've already got a website. You have some directories, although a lot of them we have to fix and still create the additional content. I want to reduce the setup fee here. You know, there's a setup fee that itself is $299. I actually want to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a $99 setup fee. It only, of course, attaches to just that first month. If we're including the Facebook ads, that would be $299, and then the $99 setup fee your first month would be $398.
Okay. Well, how much is it? Three what?
It'd be $398 the first month. Every month after that, it drops down to $299 as a fixed flat rate. That's for all the 70 different directories, Facebook ads included.
All right. So, and how long does it take to work through the system before it actually works?
Well, Google and Facebook want us to say 7 to 10 business days, so I always do say that. But that, in my experience, is worst-case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. You've already got a website that we can promote for you.
All right.
And, of course, it's month
all
to month,
right,
so we have to get it done.
So here's the deal. I'm driving at the minute, and my I have no way to give you my card, or credit card, but if you call me tomorrow, you're a good salesman, Matt, I have to say. So that other gentleman, if he's listening, needs to pay attention to the way you've presented yourself, and you've done a good job.
Well, I appreciate that. I do. Right.
Yeah,
pretty passionate about helping
out
business.
You know your subject,
You presented it.
I'll tell you what you did. You presented. I don't know if it'll work or not, but you presented positive mental, positive energy, and that's all that matters. At least to get the sale. So the other guy is listening to that. I hope he's listening to you, because that is a very I listen to people all day long.
Sure.
You've done a good job.
Well, I've been with this company for 9 years. And I care about,
yeah.
I mean, the hardest part about my job, and I can easily say this, the hardest part about my job in recent years is all of these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodwork, claiming to provide first-page placement. They muddy the waters. They confuse business owners. They take money from people that do good work, and they don't do anything in return. So it's always, it's a little frustrating for me when I hear someone like you that has experience and a good website, and then someone took your money and didn't help you at all. So it makes me want to do everything I can.
Yeah,
so
to be honest,
I'm happy to help.
You know, I'd be rather, you know, pay $300 than $150 for something that didn't work.
If it doesn't work, yeah, you're exactly right.
So,
if it's a, no, if it's a dollar but worth a dime, you're still overpaying 90 cents, right?
Well, if I get 10 phone calls, if I get 10 phone calls, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, I mean easily one one job out of 10, and with your experience, I mean it. When people call you, they're going to be calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you because they can see right there more than 30 years of experience. I mean, as long as you're available and you got a fair price.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I can put a if I put a tracking number on it, would you be confident that it would actually work?
We can do that. I mean, this is something that has changed over the years, and it's been about a year and a half that Google's actually been allowing and even encouraging tracking numbers. But historically, Google had frowned on tracking numbers because a lot of these so-called SEO companies would just recycle tracking numbers, not clear up the old information. So there would be a tracking number connected to two or three or five different businesses. So Google used to frown on tracking numbers, but now they approve of it. They in some cases even encourage it. So you can have a separate tracking number. We can even set that tracking number up for you. It would be a tracking number, but it rings straight to your existing phone. That way it would be easy for you to know. But you're also going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to log in 24/7. We call it your client dashboard. The information updates in very near real time, meaning several times throughout the day the information does update. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from.
So, okay, so now that we've talked about SEO, and do you do pay-per-click as well or just SEO?
We can do
and
that.
How much space do you have?
Well, Google recently, and recently is about a month and a half ago, Google recently increased their minimum requirement for Google Ad dollar spend. It used to be $100 a month. Now it's $300 a month. We can do Google Ads for you. We are Google Ad partners, and we get our training and updates directly from Google. It would require an additional $300 a month, and all of it goes directly to Google Ads.
Okay. All right. So, you know, we don't have to do that right away, but
we don't.
I want to see first if there's some kind of an improvement.
Sure, of course.
I spent a lot of money marketing, so,
Did you say that you were doing Google Ads on your own right now?
No.
No, okay. You've got a pay-per-call system.
Yeah, system, and I don't know how they do it, but, it's $60 per call, and, you know, that's, you know, expensive enough, but, I know what my costs are, and I'm okay with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be honest.
If it makes dollars, it makes sense, you know, and whether it's a dollar or $1,000, if you're getting a return on investment many times over, you know, it's worth spending that money, you know, because you're in business to do
well,
business.
You know, it's, I don't pay unless I get the call, so.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. You don't have to stop using that service, but you may find that when you're actually on the first page and people are calling you directly, you may scale back on even that paid call service.
Yeah. That's the whole point. I mean, to be honest, I could easily, if I dropped everything and I spent, you know,
$300,000
a month.
Okay.
No, $4,000.
Right.
If I had $4,000 and, you know, I could do that and see where it landed me, you know?
Right, right.
In the business, we have to get about 140 calls a month, maybe more.
Oh, okay.
That's just the way it is.
Well, we are a full service digital marketing firm. I don't know if you're familiar with local service ads or what is mostly called Google Guarantee. Google's really the only one that calls it local service ads, but Google Guarantee are businesses that are deeply vetted by Google, so they can actually, the Google Guarantee part means that Google insures your work. If there's any issue or concern that a client or customer might have, Google insures your work up to $2,000 every job that you do. It's a little bit like what you have. It's a pay per call, or pay per lead, but the leads are vetted too, and they have a very high conversion.
How much are the leads?
They might be around what you're saying, about $60. I would have to look up your specific vertical for your area, but $40, $50, $60 per lead would be, and then you determine how many you want. We can do local services as well. We can do Google paid ads as well. And there's a lot that we can do to help you get as many calls as you can handle, you know. But I think this local campaign...
I want you to look into the paper call or paper lead.
I'll do that.
You know, I'll
have those numbers for you when I call you tomorrow. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let me see what time tomorrow. Let's try to pick a time so I can separate some time on this.
Okay.
So, what time works tomorrow?
I can call you early. I can make time for it. I mean, I can't. Depends on when is good for you, but and it looks like my morning's a little busy. 9 o'clock looks like
okay,
morning's a bit busy. I can call you about 10 if 10 o'clock's okay. I got a meeting in the morning.
10 works. So
okay, perfect. I'll give you a call at 10. I'll have those numbers for you for your specific vertical, and then we'll go from there. I mean, we can always start with what I'm talking about now. You know, the local SEO with the Facebook ads. We can always talk about adding later on the local service or Google Guarantee. You can always add.
Okay, what's the name of the company? I have to put it in.
Yeah,
calendar here.
It's Local Splash. Local like your local area, and splash like a splash of water. And my name is Paul. Is that a Google Calendar?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. And I was looking for an email address. I can even send you a calendar invite for the call tomorrow.
Okay. Why don't you do that? It's CELTICTREELANDSCAPELLC@gmail.com.
All right, so I'll get that calendar invite out to you, and then I'll give you that follow-up call right around 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
All righty. All right, good enough.
Pleasure speaking with you. Thank you, too. You have a great day.
Right.
We'll talk tomorrow. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.